Today on Dog Pound Report, reactions from the vets as they start OTAs. What Cleveland Browns player was named to the NFL Top 100 Players list? And which Browns know their way around the green? Keep it locked right here. This is Dog Pound Report.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Dog Pound Report. I'm Andy Baskin, Nathan Zagura, as he is each and every week. The weather has finally warmed up. OTAs are underway, and we go right to our first trending topic. Nathan, you were in Berea this week watching OTAs. What did you see?
I finally got to see some football, Andy. Players in helmets, offense versus defense, 7-on-7, 11-on-11. So it's good to see the Browns out there, their first practices of the year. It's a lot of the install period right now. They're getting the defensive and offensive playbooks in there, but it was good to just see them out there actually playing some football.
All right, explain OTAs for the folks that don't know what it is.
OTA stands for Organized Team Activity, and it means they get together. It's basically practice. It's just a practice. There'll be 10 OTA sessions before they have their mini camp, June 16th to the 18th, and then they break for the summer. Come back in training camp. But this is really the first time for the veterans, the rookies, everybody get in there and actually play some football, offense against defense, the ones against the ones, the twos against the twos, work on everything and actually implement what's going to happen here in the fall.
All right, let's get a little bit more on this. And head coach Mike Pettine talked about what he was seeing in the practice field and what are his thoughts.
As I told him, I think it's a typical first day, some sloppiness. I think there's rookies integrating with the vets, just kind of learning how to practice. And then the one thing that from a scheme standpoint, that we've put a lot in both sides of the ball, and we're going to do some things to test each other, and it tests ourselves, guys getting lined up. And so it was, like I said, a typical first day. A lot of good teaching moments on tape. You know, the key is that we can go in and get it graded and go through it with them, and the mistakes are getting corrected and not repeated. Well, I think the pre-snap movement stuff, I think, is good. We're not going to overdo it. I know that's we want to get a lot of it in, but you kind of have a feel for what defenses, who does this affect, who does it not affect. So we don't want to just shift in motion just to tire our guys out and not have it have an effect. So we're going to install a lot. We're going to throw a lot at our guys and see what we can retain, and then sit back as coaches and look at here's what we do well. And go ahead and highlight that. It's like back to school for me. Just to you kind of see plays from the defensive side, and now you kind of learn the structure of them and what specifically, just the details of it. And it's good to kind of sit in the meeting almost like a player, and learn it. And that way you get a better appreciation of what these guys have to go through. We tell them, hey, go home, get in your playbook, do this, do that. And I'm realizing that, hey, we're asking a lot of these guys. And to me, it's you have to be mature and have to be professional to be able to handle the volume of an NFL offense.
All right, so we get a good picture on that. And for him coming back in his second season, I mean, this has to feel a lot easier for head coach Mike Pettine.
Oh, he said he feels like he's been doing it so much longer. He said, I didn't realize how many things I didn't know last year. So he's got his formula set up. He's getting more involved with the offense. You heard him talking about John DeFilippo's offense. A lot of motion. You're going to see that. A lot of shifting. A lot of bursts. Bringing guys in tight and then, boom, spreading them out wide or bringing them in. Having Hawkins go half motion back and those quick hit him on the quick out, get a little bit of a rub there. There's a lot of that in this offense, and you're seeing that early here in the install period. And I'll tell you what, Josh McCown has really stood out to me. His leadership, his poise, looks like an NFL quarterback. We'll talk about him a little bit later. But the receivers, Dwayne Bowe, the physicality that he brings, the precision from Brian Hartline. Hawk's been unbelievable with his footwork. Taylor Gabriel's speed, saw him get deep over Joe Hayden for a couple big plays. The wide receivers actually look better than you would think, and it's nice to see kind of that veteran leadership at the top with Bowe and Hartline.
All right, how much were they missing that last season then?
A lot, because last year you looked at this wide receiving core, and it was Miles Austin one, and he wasn't really participating in anything because those hamstrings, if you remember, they were resting him. Then you had Andrew Hawkins was your two. Travis Benjamin was probably your three at that point. And then you didn't really know what you had behind that. You had all those young undrafted guys. Now you've got pros, guys who have been over 1,000 yards in the NFL, in Bowe and Hartline at the top. Hawkins moves back in the slot where he's most dangerous. You're going to have a real competition to make this team team as a wide receiver this year. Now you draft Vince Maley. You have Gabriel, who was third in the league in yards per catch last season. Travis Benjamin wants to make this team. Marlon Moore was a special team standout. Rodney Smith starting to make some plays. So all of a sudden, it's going to be an interesting battle at that spot.
Well, it feels like the upgrade at wide receiver is unbelievable. All right, also, our next trending topic this week is the announcement that Tashaun Gibson is number 67 on the NFL's top 100 players list of 2015. This is a list that was solely voted on by current NFL players. It's his first time making the list, first time he was selected to the Pro Bowl. Lots of great things ahead for Mr. Gibson.
That's right, Andy. This is a big honor for him, making the NFL top 100, number 67 overall. Last year, Gibbs, 6 interceptions, only 11 games, and still had the respect of his peers to be named on this list. And I think that's very impressive. Obviously, you know, I'm sure his agent likes it. It's probably like, hey, in these contract negotiations, number 67 player in the NFL. But this is a guy last year allowed only a 41.9 quarterback rating when he was thrown at. That was second best among all safeties who played 700 snaps. 11 picks over the last 2 years, near the top of the league there. And one of the reasons why this pass defense was so darn successful. Great honor for him. 3 of the 4 guys in the secondary went to the Pro Bowl. We'll see how many of them actually make the top 100. I think maybe Joe Hayden slides in there as well.
Well, okay, but you also look at the confidence factor that you have now, too. When you've got a guy that knows that he's respected by his peers across the league, it only helps everybody else, all the other DBs.
Of course it helps everybody when you know you have that center fielder back there that's going to clean up your mistakes. If you get beat deep, you can play a little more aggressive up front. Ed Reed did this forever in Baltimore defense, which is the same defense Mike Pettine and Jim O'Neill are running here. So to have a free safety like Tashaun Gibson, the ball-hawking type of guy that he is, it's huge for this team.
How about stepping up in a leadership role for him as well, too?
Well, we got to get him here. That's the thing. He's got to sign. He's got to get in here. He's not participating in the OTAs right now. A little bit of a standoff because I think he wants to be paid like one of the top safeties in the National Football League. I think the Browns want to pay him like one of the top, but maybe not the top. They're probably saying, you didn't even finish the season. Let's see you stay healthy and prove this over time. The good news for Browns fans is, though, he's got the restricted tender. He's got to play for the Browns. Nobody signed him to an offer sheet. So you're going to have him there. And if contract talks don't get done this season, you can always franchise him. And so he's going to be here at least 2 more years. And I think everybody wants this done for the long term.
So fans, don't worry. That's what you're
about. Don't worry at all about Tashaun Gibson. He will be playing for the Cleveland Browns this year and next year at a minimum.
All right, you said it. Make sure everyone's happy.
Don't worry.
All right, we have a lot more coming up. We're going to hear from starting quarterback Josh McCown and more news on the OTAs coming up. So don't go anywhere. More Dog Pound Report coming up after this.
Up next, with OTAs in full swing, we shed light on what you'll see from both sides of the ball in 2015 as exclusive interviews with Coach Tabor and Paul Kruger are next.